I'm here with Lina Azadeh, who has made a new piece for Asia Triennial Manchester, and we're here standing in front of your work, Lina, at IWM North. Could you describe the work for us and also talk a little bit about why you've created what we see installed here?
Yeah, the work here is called Child's Play. It's a hanging installation of around 250 objects. A lot of these objects are objects that children can play at war with. So there's an army, there are guns and planes and tanks and grenades and barbed wire, and then a section of other objects which have kind of arisen from my thinking around objects that conjure conflict or stories that people have told me that might relate to conflicts. So there's for example, there's a suitcase, there are keys, and there's a religious banner, and there are people in there. All of these objects are wrapped in green, kind of emerald green velvet, bound in red wire, and then also bound around with a kind of black funeral bands. And I've been wrapping objects for quite a long time. Initially, it was in response to the idea of objects that represented loss and was a kind of form of farewell to kind of objects that belong to people as part of a big installation I did a long time ago called The Gifts. But this piece, the wrapping in this piece, comes from when the 2009 Green Uprising was going on in Iran. And it was my response to that event. I began wrapping a series of objects in this same green that was being used by the protesters to kind of signify their resistance. So it's a green that some people might think is the Islamic green, is the green of the flag, but also the green that was being used in the streets during that summer and still signifies that resistance movement was a green that became the green of unity and hope and something slightly more subversive and about solidarity. So it can be read in different ways. Some of these objects you can read what you like into them, really, but it looks a bit like a kind of hanging war rug or something, or a computer game kind of gone slightly crazy. Some part of my thinking was also, you know, as a mother of children, who one of whom really likes to play at war games or likes to engage in conflict, imaginary conflict, I was thinking about that sort of relationship between the child in oneself and the idea of, you know, needing to play things out, and what we give our children to do that, and the responsibility around that, so raising questions around that, and then the idea that, you know, we're actually about to go into another massive war, and how much that feels also like a game. The psychology is kind of the same. And so it's kind of raising questions around that, and also inviting people to make stories and connections between the objects. So there are objects that could be read in a certain way. For example, there's a key, there are a load of keys in there, and that came from a conversation with someone, which was the key that was given to, I was told it when I was younger, which was the key that was given to young boys going into the Iran-Iraq war, which was the key to heaven, you know, it was a kind of jihadi symbol. But then when the uprising happened in 2009, the key then became a symbol of hope, it became something else, it became a symbol of the key to the future, or you know, it had another meaning. So I'm quite interested in the way that we assign associations to objects in different ways, and so people will read it in their own way.
It's just interesting because while we've been talking, lots of children have been coming round and looking at the installation and instantly identifying things. Yeah. And also, they're very tactile pieces, yeah, really wanting to touch them and have them almost.
Yeah, well, the thing about these objects is, and particularly in the way they're presented, is that they almost become, they're almost on the edge of becoming objects of desire, which is kind of what a lot of these objects are, you know, that's how they're often framed. And at the same time, a lot of people who come up aren't sure whether they are real or not. So there's that also that thing of, you know, is it real or isn't it? So it is this way that we kind of, you know, there's an element of, you know, that we do idol. There's a form of kind of idolatry. You know, that the Taliban banned war rugs on the basis that they were idolatrous. And I think that's kind of an interesting concept to think about in terms of the way that we relate to, you know, material culture around war. And So, yeah, and people like to handle it. It's a very tactile installation. So people feel like they know the objects and they want to play with them. There's obviously a risk involved in that in terms of security of the work. But it's interesting to see that kind of instant recognition. But, you know, there is this element as well of, you know, someone said who came in and said, oh, is it the iron, the velvet glove and the iron fist? I think there's an expression of, you know, something that's very appealing and tactile, and then underneath is something a bit more sort of deadly and serious. So it's that sort of, yeah, that duality that I'm playing with as well.
Well, thanks very much, Alina. And your work can be seen here at IWM North until the 23rd of November.